Hello, beautiful people. How are you feeling today? Are you feeling amazing? Are you feeling good? Or are you excited to learn something new once again? I am sure you are excited to learn something new. All right, let's dive into chapter number 3 now. Managing the customer journey from acquisition to retention. A customer's journey. When most companies focus on customer's experience, they think about touch points. Individual transactions through which customers interact with parts of the businesses and its offering. This is logical. It reflects organization and accountability and is relatively easy to build into operations. Companies try to ensure that customers will be happy with the interaction when they connect with their product, customer service, sales staff, or marketing materials. But this siloed focus on individual touchpoints misses the bigger and more important picture, the customer's end-to-end experience. Only by looking at the customer's experience through his or her own eyes along the entire journey taken can you really begin to understand how to meaningfully improve performance. What is a customer journey? Customer journey includes many things that happen before, during, and after the experience of a product or a service. Journeys can be long, stretching across multiple channels and touch points, and often lasting days or weeks. Bringing a new customer on board is a classic example. Another is resolving a technical issue, upgrading a product, or helping a customer to move a service into a new home. Those that provide customers with the best experience from start to finish along the journey can expect to enhance customer satisfaction, improve sales and retention, reduce end-to-end service cost, and strengthen employee satisfaction as well. This is especially true in today's multi-touchpoint, multi-channel, always-on, hyper-competitive consumer markets. The explosion of potential customer interaction points across new channels, devices, applications, and making it consistency of service and experience across channels impossible, unless you are managing the journey and not simply individual touchpoints. This is how a retail customer journey looks like. Starting from the need to purchase, to researching options on the phone to buy, to going to the store, to purchasing it, using the product, support from the company, and then repeating the purchase. So it's as simple as, it was difficult to compare options on my phone. I need to make a purchase. It was difficult to compare options on my phone. The store was pleasant to visit. The cashier wasn't very helpful. This met my price expectation. I'm so glad you answered my phone call and answered my queries. I recommend this store to my friends. I need to purchase again. It's as simple as any customer journey. When a customer is trying to buy something and you make him or her feel comfortable at every step, right from the online purchase to a store purchase to the post after sales service and so on and so forth. Examples of interesting customer journeys. Lego, experiencing wheel. Real Europe, customer experience map. Lancome, leading perfume and cosmetic brand experience journey for customer. IKEA, customer journey, both in-store is different from online and order to delivery. Each path is perfectly crafted to give a personalized experience to the user. Customer journey map created by Lego. Presented tool is called the experience wheel. It is constructed in an interesting and a simplified way and shows the analysis of the flight to the New York City. The central part of the wheel includes personas characteristics. The next circle is divided into three levels of experience and achieving the goal of traveling. Outside the circle, we'll find descriptions of every step a person will take for this journey. Every step was marked with an emoticon mirroring positive, neutral, and negative experience. This form of a map is really simple and easy to make, even at a meeting during discussion on ideas or issues. It's a great way of taking a quick look at our product or service through the eyes of the consumer. I would like to also highlight IKEA and Lego, as these two are totally different brands with separate user journeys and experiences. Let me first tell you about IKEA. The map created by IKEA, which represents customer experience during a visit in the IKEA store, you can check for yourself if it represents your experiences. What opportunities and possible improvements would you recommend for areas where customer experience was evaluated as bad? What would you change and why? Customer journeys vary significantly. A customer may initially become aware of a brand at one touchpoint, say a department store, gather information on another touchpoint, say a comparison website, and make an initial purchase at the third touch point, company's online store. This is a journey that incorporates both physical and digital touch points. Other customers may have different journeys towards that first purchase. To fully understand the customer journey, businesses need to do the research in as much depth as possible. Two types of research comes in handy when trying to understand a customer's journey. Analytical research, using the website's analytics, will tell you exactly where the customers are, how much time they spend with you, and when do they leave. There are tools that can be used to track user-generated content and place the data into easy-to-understand and interpret stream of information. Analytical research takes a unique measurement. Instead, you would consider the causes and changes to the trade imbalance. Detailed statistics and statistical checks help guarantee that the results are significant. For example, it can look into why the value of Japanese yen has decreased. This is so that an analytical study can consider how and why questions. Another example is that someone might conduct analytical research to identify a study's gap. It presents a fresh perspective on your data. Therefore, it aids in supporting or refuting notions. Anecdotal research. Acquiring this data is tricky. How do you find out what the customer is thinking? Social media is the most useful tool for gauging how customers feel or think. When someone is satisfied or upset about his or her experience with the company, they could feel compelled to notify you on Facebook or Twitter. More so on Twitter. Asking customers to fill out surveys about their experience can also help you collect anecdotal research. Additionally, having tools to measure customer behavior is a must for accurate planning. A neighbor's experience with their doctor, their review of a school, or a 3-star online rating of a hotel stay are all examples of anecdotal experience. Anecdotal evidence is observation and experience that can be useful in many applications. It is not, however, scientific evidence which has been verified by data. Customer acquisition. The first task in managing the customer journey is to acquire new customers. From a CRM perspective, businesses should only acquire customers that have a strong likelihood of being profitable over time. Customer acquisition is always the most important goal during new product launches and for new business startups. For small businesses with ambition to grow, customer acquisition is often as important as customer retention. Customer acquisition is the process of onboarding new customers or clients to your businesses. Customer acquisition professionals use special techniques to get potential customers to take action. The goal of this process is to create a systematic, sustainable strategy to acquire new customers and grow revenue for the business. In many respects, this process sounds like marketing. You're looking for ways to showcase your brand and connect with customers, but there is a difference. While marketing aims to build awareness, acquisition looks into driving action. Marketing is top of the funnel. Acquisition is bottom of the funnel. Awareness, interest, desire, and action. For example, let's say you run a Facebook ad aimed at a target audience. Metrics will help you determine if your effort is working or not. You can track how many people have shared your ad, viewed your ad, commented on it. That's marketing. Acquisition, in the meanwhile, speaks to what happens after potential customers click to your page or receive your emails. If they're willing to take action by purchasing the products or service, that's acquisition. Putting it simply, marketing drives recognition, acquisition drives revenue. Marketing drives recognition, acquisition drives revenue. Customer acquisition is important for businesses of any age and size. It allows the businesses to make more money to meet costs, pay employees, and reinvest in growth. Show evidence of traction for outside parties such as investors, partners, and influencers. Being able to systematically attract and convert new customers keeps companies healthy and growing and the investors happy. Cardeco.com has established its niche in India in the auto classified portals as a whole. The establishment and growth of the auto portal is because of sheer grit and determination of two committed technopreneurs. The article narrates how Cardeco.com has created an ecosystem around automotives in India that has captured the technology requirements of all stakeholders such as auto firms, dealers, and consumers. The business model of the company takes within its purview mobile apps, car apps, connected cars, international expansion, car pricing, insurance, finance, and accessories. Car Deco is one of the most revolutionary products established in the auto sector, specifically in India. The company has emerged as India's leading online auto portal that strives to assist its users with car research, finance, insurance, used cars, or any other aspects involved in buying or selling a car. Its inclusive and exclusive tie-ups with car manufacturers, agents, finance, and insurance companies have ensured that the customers always find the best deal possible no matter what. Through its portal, the company provides the consumers the facility of comparing cars, reading their specifications and prices before deciding to undertake the actual purchase decision. In a nutshell, the portal is a real one-stop solution for all car buyers and sellers. Have you tried it yet? If yes, amazing. If not, check it out. It's a beautiful portal. The main challenge for the website was not to rank among the top car sites in the popular search engines, but also to win the market confidence as an authentic source of information on cars. The objective was achieved by establishing a highly effective user experience to complement the high quality information that the site offered on cars. Car Deco faced stiff competition from other sites in the top bracket with wide and in-depth variety of information about cars available in India or those that is going to be launched soon. After finishing that beautiful example of CarDeco.com, let's understand what is a new customer. A new customer can be new in one of the two senses. New to the product category, new to the company. New to the product category, new to the company altogether. Let's understand new to the category. New to category customers are customers who have either identified a new need or have found a new category of solution for an existing need that they had. New to the company, the second type of customers are those that they are fresh and new to the company altogether. New to the company are one from competitors. They might switch to your company because that of them feeling your offer is better variety or a better solution than the competitor. What are the different channels for customer acquisition? Customers acquisition channels are methods, platforms, strategies through which companies attract new fans, readers, and leads. The best channel for a business depends on its audience, resources, and overall strategy. The first step of any basic customer acquisition plan is to identify quality potential customers. One customer acquisition strategy involves reaching out to potential customers through call centers and mailing lists. Prospecting. In the CRM, the term prospecting designates a process of identifying and creating a database of potential customers and also as prospects. This process is also called lead generation. Prospecting is the first step in the sales process, which consists of identifying potential customers, aka prospects. The goal of prospecting is to develop a database of likely customers and then systematically communicate with them in the hopes of converting them from potential customer to a current customer. B2B prospecting or business-to-business prospecting is a sales process where potential buyers are identified, outreached to, and converted into customers. Outreach is conducted via a number of different B2B sales and marketing activities, including cold calling, outbound emails, content marketing, and PPC. While content marketing and outbound email and cold calling and PPC, all of these activities are very, very, very effective. In the recent times, in the last couple of years, content marketing has been proven to be the most effective ways of getting a new prospect inbound rather than you reaching out to them. What are the different sources of B2B leads? Leads can come from anywhere and everywhere and from a variety of sources. In the B2B context, this includes the sources identified as below. Number one and the best, customer referrals, your existing customers referring you to more customers. Online sources such as your website, your SEO, your search engines, your portals, social media, and content marketing. What else? Networking, visiting networking events, going to networking places, going to networking organizations, becoming a part of one. Promotional activities, publicity, events, exhibitions, email campaigns, advertising response queries, canvassing, lists and directories, telemarketing, lead generation companies as well. Search engines provide an indexed guide to websites. Search engine optimization, which is SEO, is the process of improving quality and quantity of website traffic to a website or a web page from search engines. SEO targets only unpaid traffic rather than direct traffic or paid traffic. The higher the website is listed, the more people will see it. Good SEO involves many different activities, such as identifying relevant keywords with good search traffic potential, creating high quality useful content, and optimizing it for search engines and for users, including relevant links from high quality links and high quality sites, measuring the results. So if you are to get people to see your website on Google or any other search engine, make sure your SEO is on point and your website is ranking in the first three search results, or at least the first page of Google search results, because second page onwards is something which people don't visit very often. Google search is one of the best search engines in the world, and it's also one of the most popular products by Google. Bing is a Microsoft's answer to Google, and it was launched in 2009. Then there is Yahoo, Baidu, AOL, DuckDuckGo, and so on and so forth. Another amazing tool is company websites. In addition to designing your own online presence to attract and gather information from prospects, browsing other company websites can be a fruitful source of new customers. Go to competitor websites and check out their customers and probably try to reach out to them as well as to what you have to offer, which is different than your current company. Portals are websites that act as gateways to the rest of the internet. They tend to be focused on particular industries or user groups and are offering facilities such as search engines, directories, customizable homepages, and emails, such as marketplaces like Amazon, Flipkart, OLX, Mekan.com, MakeMyTrip, eBay, Walmart, Alibaba, and so on and so forth. All of these are portals which are going to give you three most important things: search engine, customizable homepages, and emails. Social media, one of the best places to get new business. An increasing number of suppliers in the B2B marketplace are developing a presence on social media such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, LinkedIn, so on and so forth. Interacting on these pages brings more engagement to the brand, right? The more you're present on social and more consistent you are, the better it is for you and your brand today, tomorrow, and every coming day after, because social media is not going to go everywhere, it's not going to go anywhere, and it is everywhere. So you have to be there where your customer or your prospects are hanging out the most. Then there is content marketing. When prospective customers reach an online destination, they want to find engaging content that is relevant to their reasons for conducting the research. Use of engaging materials to identify leads is called content marketing. What is it that the user is going to read on the internet about you after viewing a product or service is going to define and decide his decision of purchasing it or not, or giving it a lead or not. That is where content marketing is going to help you, along with a lot of PR as well. Networking is the best process. Like it's something which every business development team or entrepreneur has to do. It's simply establishing newer relationships pertaining towards business. B2B networking refers to bilateral relationships between businesses and brands. This type of interaction implies a higher level of responsibility and advanced decision making. In the case of partnerships, people involved in the B2B interaction will seek to find ways of working together to achieve a greater and a bigger goal as a whole. Promotional activities are also very useful to generate leads. For example, exhibition seminars, webinars, workshops, trade shows, conferences can be very productive sources for you to be able to achieve new leads and generate new leads. Canvassing involves making unsolicited calls, sometimes known as cold calls. The most difficult thing for a lot of people, but it works. Till date, I'm sure you get about a couple of phone calls for buying a credit card or buying a property. That is a cold call. Some companies make their salespeople do cold calling. Other companies outsource this job. This can be a very wasteful use of an expensive asset, the salesperson, because you don't want to waste a lot of your time on calling. Then there is telemarketing, used as a more cost-effective way of prospecting compared to a salesperson time. It is a systematic way to prospect using telephone and sometimes other electronic media like email and chat. Then there's lead generating. Companies survive by being successful at generating leads for their clients. The leads that they supply are generated by aggregating and synchronizing data from many sources as described above. They simply do one thing for you, which is lead generation. That's it. Challenges that you might face while developing B2B connections. Despite all attempts by B2B marketers, there can be a lot of challenge in developing meaningful connections. Now let's look at some of the challenges. Challenge one, the lack of relevant prospects. Not having control over qualification of your B2B network attendees will decrease the interaction quality. People may find there aren't enough or even no relevant prospects at all and leave the event without any results. Often in B2B, identifying the right prospect is very important. I recollect an experience of working on my client Genpact a long time back. Genpact is one of the global leaders in BPO and KPO. As per Genpact, globally only 15,000 people from 50 companies are their target customers. So whatever they do in terms of content marketing, social media, events, conferences, etc., is just to influence them and nothing else. Challenge 2, generalized pitches. When B2B networking attendees don't know who else will be attending the event, they cannot personalize their pitch and are forced to craft a more generalized pitch. It is important to have a one-on-one relationship with the prospect to ensure personalized pitches and more chance of converting a prospect into a customer. Challenge 3, different agendas. Matchmaking the offer and the demand is an important yet unusually ignored aspect of B2B meetings. Whether it's about social interaction, B2C networking, or B2B engagement, people have different agendas and different goals. Challenge 4, zero control over the outcomes. In most cases, when your guests attend a B2B meeting or a networking event, they have almost no control over the results. They don't know how many prospects they'll meet or if these interactions have the potential to grow into business or something more than just a nonchalant exchange of business cards. Yep, been there, done that? Yeah? Can you relate to it? If not now, maybe in the future. If you can, amazing. A recent benchmark report from the Content Marketing Institute examined what B2C marketers may consider to be top priorities. Top priorities for B2C content creators are creating more engaging content. As a matter of fact, they say that 73% of their content should be engaging. Better understanding what content is effective and what isn't is 58%. Creating more visually appealing content or visual content like videos, infographics, and images, 55%. Finding more and better ways to repurpose content is 44%. Content optimization is 43%. These are the top priorities by current B2C content creators. And trust me, people trust people more than anything else. And people are trusting content online more than any other year, any other century, any other decade. In B2C context, the distribution of customer acquisition is different. More emphasis is put on advertising, sales promotions, word of mouth, conferences, exhibitions, content marketing, social media, and merchandises. Let's look at all of these in much more detail and depth. Advertising is the creation of delivery of messages to targeted audiences through the purchase of time or space in media owned by others. Advertising message is an idea an advertiser wants to communicate to the target audience. It's a goal which is used to convince people to perform a certain action, such as a register, purchasing something, or making a reservation. That's advertising for you, targeting customers via online channels or offline channels, both. Advertising can be successful at achieving two different classes of communication objectives, cognitive and affective. Affective advertising is defined as the one which works more on emotions, feelings, than on our knowledge and belief. This sort of advertising can be processed effectively at relatively low levels of attention and as a result does not always perform well on recall measures. Some examples of effective advertising are Always Like a Girl campaign by Nike, Gillette's Perfect Isn't Pretty, P&G's Thank You Mom Strong, Airbnb's Let's Keep Traveling Forward, Lysol's Protect Like a Mother, Lean Cuisine, Weigh This. Cognitive advertising is a form of marketing that relies on artificial intelligence and consumer behavior to create a personalized relationship with the customer that can increase engagement and ROI. Cognitive is concerned with what audiences know, and effective is concerned with how audiences feel. Toyota's Watson ads introduced the Prius Prime, a new plug-in hybrid model that went on sale earlier this year on weather.com and the Weather Channel app. A video about Watson ads says that the format allows consumers to have intelligent two-way conversation with brands within the ads itself. And because the ads tap into IBM Watson, the platform that uses natural language processing and machine learning to reveal insights from large amounts of unstructured data, they are also trained to listen, think, and respond to consumers' questions with personalized answers in real time. Not 1 hour, not 2 hours, not 10 minutes, in real time. While three of the core objectives behind running an advertisement are to inform, persuade, and remind potential customers about a product or a service. There are several additional purposes that an advertisement can serve. Here are six of them to consider: increasing brand awareness, generating more website traffic, best online engagement, generating more leads, increasing sales, or increasing repeat customers as a whole. Having said that, the most important agenda is always going to be inform, persuade, and remind customers, which are potential customers, about your product or service. But these are a few more purposes that you can consider in your marketing and advertising campaigns. Sales promotion. Sales promotion can be defined as follows. Sales promotion is any behavior triggering temporary incentive aimed at prospects, customers, channel partners, or salespeople. A sales promotion is a marketing strategy in which businesses use a temporary campaign or offer to increase interest or demand in the product or a service. There are many reasons why a business may use sales promotions or promotions, but the primary reason is to always boost only one thing, which is sales. Sales boosts may need to reach a quota as a deadline approaches or to raise awareness of a new product. Let's take a closer look at different types of sales promotions, as well as the pros and cons of using any type of promotion in the first place. There are 12 main types of sales promotions. Let's understand all these different types in detail. Competition and challenges. Competitions or challenges usually take place on social media and to serve increased customer engagement as fans try to win a discounted or a free product. Giveaways, competitions, challenges. They usually also result in large amount of free publicity because the customer is now promoting your brand because of the challenge or the competition, which is going to get you to share it more often from the brand's account, on the customer's account, and customer's specific agenda is to just win that competition. Number two, product bundles. Offering a product as a bundle or a collection of a product for an overall discounted rate, as opposed to buying the products individually. Product bundles give customers a reason to buy a larger variety of products, which makes it more likely that they will find a product that they like and want to buy again. Flash sales. Flash sales are extremely short sales that are offer extreme discounts for a limited amount of time, like just 12-hour sale, 1-hour sale, 2-hour sale, just till tonight, whatever. Such examples can be found. These sales work through creating a sense of urgency and FOMO and need around your sales. 4. Free trial or demos are one of the most common sales promotions and one of the most promising strategies to grow a customer base. Businesses can offer either a limited time with the product or a limited quantity of the product to a first-time buyer at no charge to see if they like it or not like it. So free trials work very well, whether it's a webinar, whether it's a gym, whether it's a product, whatever you're trying to sell. Number 5, free shipping or transfers. Free shipping promotions attempt to curb 70% of customers who abandon their carts when they see the shipping costs. The small loss in shipping fees is usually made up for in happy customer purchases. You can simply give free shipping, get them to purchase a product at a greater and a better cost and get more sales happening. Number 6 is free products. Free products, who doesn't love them? Free products promotion work by offering a small free product with the purchase of a larger mainstream product. This boosts the mainstream sales without costing the company too much inventory or revenue. If you give a user a free product along with the mainstream product, they will always remember that you gave them something for free, and they'll come back to you for the second purchase if the product is good enough in the first place. Early bird or first purchase specials. Early bird offers, customers are more likely to buy at a discount because the discount only works once the company doesn't lose a great deal of revenue as well, because it's just early bird for, let's say, 10 people, 100 people, depending on your total size of people that you're targeting, you can adjust this. 8. BOGO specials. Buy one, get one free promotions are primarily used to spread product awareness. Customers can give their extra product to a friend, family member, and build a customer base through word of mouth. More BOGO in India, more BOGO, the better it is. People love buy one, get one free, and it's the most lucrative signs that you will see outside a physical store. Coupons and vouchers, the very old thing. Coupons and vouchers reward current customers for their brand loyalty and encourage future purchases. This is especially effective in companies who use punch cards while incentivizing customers to make multiple purchases to earn a free product, such as online websites, such as grocery stores, such as websites which are selling clothes, so on and so forth. 10 upsell specials. Upsell promotions are not as common as others, but they can still be extremely effective. Upsells give first-time customers a less expensive version of a product to try, and then over time the sales department works to convince them to purchase the more expensive and the more effective options. First you upsell a smaller trailer of the product, and then you upsell the bigger and the better, more effective product for the company, for the customer. 11 is subscriptions. With a subscription, customer pays a larger fee upfront for a large amount of product that eventually comes out to less than what they would have paid for buying smaller amounts of the product individually. As good as buying 12 pieces of shirts together, which is going to cost you, instead of 12,000, 10,000 flat. Number 12, donations. Donations are an excellent way for a company to build credibility and goodwill within their customer base. Most donations work when the company contributes a portion of each sale during a given period to a charitable cause. So the more you earn, always try to give donations, and the more you do CSR, it's going to build a community of people who trust you and who want to buy and be with the brand like yours. Then there is Amazon, Flipkart, DMart. Every B2C brand is using some form of sales promotion to drive sales. Right from BOGO to Big Billion Days to Great Indian Shopping Festivals are such examples. Pros and cons of sales promotions. Pros: there are many benefits to running a sales promotion in the short term, like creating new leads, introducing a new product, selling out over stock, rewarding current customers. Cons: sales promotions can devalue your brand. While it may not be the case for your company, there is a general assumption in consumers' market that if a brand goes on sale, it's because they're having trouble selling that product. It's why we all wait for the discount after Valentine's Day to buy discounted chocolate. Yep, I know you've done that too. Sales promotions can be complicated to sell for your product back at its original price point. It can make it so difficult for you to come back and get back a product to the original price that it is actually was priced at the first place. Word of mouth. Word of mouth marketing, or WOM marketing, is when a consumer's interest in a company's product or service is reflected in the daily dialogues. Essentially, it is free advertising triggered by customer experiences, and usually something that goes beyond what they expected. Word of mouth marketing can be encouraged through different publicity activities set up by companies, or by having opportunities to encourage consumer to consumer and consumer to marketer communications, also referred to as word of mouth advertising. WOM marketing includes buzz, viral, blog, emotional, and social media marketing. Advantages of word of mouth marketing. 88% of people around the world said they trust recommendations from friends and family, earned media, above all other forms of advertising. Can you believe that? 88% of people around the world say that they trust recommendations from friends and family above all other forms of advertising. Consumers are more emotionally bonded to a company when they feel they are listened to by the company. This is why many companies will have sales representatives discuss their products and services with the consumers personally or through a feedback phone line. This kind of interaction, as well as promotion events, can simulate and stimulate conversations about a company's product. WhatsApp and Gmail are the best examples of word of mouth. Social media. Social media marketing is a powerful way for businesses of all sizes to reach prospects and customers. People discover, learn, follow, and shop from brands on social media. Great marketing on social media can bring remarkable success to a business, creating devoted brand advocates and even driving leads and sales. Social media is one of the most beautiful ways to reach your target audience in today's world, and one of the most economical ways to do so. Social media marketing fundamentals are as follows. Profile optimization. With complete links, active links to the website, and has a CTA, right from all of your profiles, your business profiles to your personal ones. Posting useful, entertaining, relevant posts, photos, videos, live stories, reels, shorts, all sorts of content formats. Engaging, liking, sharing, commenting, and following on other customers, other followers, and other influencers as well. Advertising, paid methods of reaching your target audiences. Measuring, using the platform and website analytics to see what's working and what's not. This is not it. Social media marketing has much more depth in it, but the most important thing in social media marketing are the three E's that you need to achieve. in any form of content that your brand is publishing, you need to either educate your audience, make them feel empowered, or entertain them. Simply strike an emotion with your audience. If you can do that, everything else is going to be amazing. And make sure that you take data-driven strategies into incorporation and not just assuming what's working and what's not working. Benefits of social media: humanizing your business. Social media enables you to turn your business into an active participant in your market. Your profile, your posts, your interactions with other users form an approachable persona that your audience can familiarize and connect with and come to trust. It can be used to drive traffic between the link in your profile to the blog links in your profile to your posts and your ads. Social media is by far one of the best ways and the top channels for increasing traffic to your website, where you can convert potential customers, potential visitors into actual customers. Number three, you can generate leads and customers. You can also generate a lot of leads and conversions directly on these platforms through features like Instagram, Facebook Shop, direct messaging, CTA buttons on profiles, and appointment booking capabilities. You can also increase brand awareness. The first place your customers are going to go today to know more about your brand is social media. A visual nature of these social media platforms is going to allow you to build your visual identity across vast audiences and improve brand awareness. And better brand awareness means better results with all your other campaigns. Build relationships. These platforms open up both direct and indirect lines of communication with your followers, through which you can network, gather feedback, hold discussions, connect directly with individuals. And as a matter of fact, when it comes to building relationships via social media, one of the best things that you can do is build a close-knit community. It is going to be something which 2023 is all about, which is communities. If you can build a community around the brand that you're building, or a product that you're building, or a service that you're building, or whatever you're trying to offer, mainly your purpose, you are going to go a level higher, because these communities are going to be people who are going to then spread the word of mouth for you as well. All right, moving ahead, merchandising. What is merchandising? It is the presentation and promotion of goods that are available for purchase on both wholesale and retail sales. This includes marketing strategies, display design, and competitive pricing, including discounting as well. Merchandising is important for retailers looking to cultivate their brand, improve the experience of customers, compete with other people in the sector, and ultimately drive sales. It includes the determination of quantities, setting prices for goods, creating display designs, developing marketing strategies, and establishing discounts or coupons. More broadly, merchandising may refer to retail sales itself, the provision of goods to end consumers. Merchandising can also take on different and more specific definitions in regard to different aspects of retail sales. For example, in marketing, merchandising can refer to the use of one product, image, or brand to sell another product, image, or brand. Effective merchandising can help a retailer grow its brand, compete with others in its sector, and stay competitive even when the economy is struggling. That's what merchandising can do for you if you use it in an effective manner. Customer acquisition cost, CAC. The last thing that a company wants to do is spend more on acquiring customers than what the customer spends. The cost of acquisition of a customer is the price companies pay to acquire a new customer. In its simplest form, the CAC is determined by dividing the total cost associated with the acquisition by total number of new consumers within a specific period of time. The cost of customer acquisition is an important metric for companies to consider, along with lifetime value of a customer. What is the benefits of customer acquisition? Using appropriate customer acquisition strategies help companies to grow and target customers. Acquisition program help companies acquire the right customers in a cost-effective way. New companies or those with less established products especially need to place a greater focus on customer acquisition. As companies mature, they can shift their focus to customer retention. It's important to keep in mind that the customer acquisition costs are often higher than customer retention costs. Customer acquisition costs are often higher than the retention costs, and therefore, you are required to build a thorough analysis of the associated benefits of companies trying to acquire a customer. So focus more on retention versus acquisition, but acquisition is equally important because you need to know You need to keep getting new people on the company and the business and keep getting new funds.
Smart.
Thank you.